Aloha, Pinkies. This is the Fay Driver. Can you hear the sound of that engine? Actually sounds kind of wimpy. Well, Pinkies, this is a very exciting time on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We are at an undisclosed location where it is sunny all the time and it is hot all the time, and there's lots of boys wearing board shorts carrying surfboards and wearing no shirts. I will let you figure out where we are on your own, but let me tell you what we're in. Today, we are sneaking off in the early morning hours, trying to get ahead of the traffic to test out our new rental, our rental car, which is, are you ready? Sit down. We are driving a 2014 Chevy Camaro LT1 convertible. And let me tell you, right off the bat, I actually really like this car. So, let me tell you all about it, and then I'll give you some things that I don't like about it. Alright, so, here's the deal. Let me tell you about this car. It's brand spanking new. At about 700 miles are on this car. It's a gorgeous, dark, deep blue, metallic blue, and it's quite nicely appointed. This is a fairly plain model, but it's got some nice features. Let me turn my blinker off for a minute. Starting with the engine, this is a 3.6 liter dual overhead cam, variable valve timing, 3.6 liter engine. Putting out 323 horsepower. I thought that was... doesn't feel like 323 horsepower. But apparently it is. It has a 6-speed automatic transmission with Tiptronic or a paddle shift. I have paddle shifters, which is quite nice and quite interesting. I'll talk about that in a minute. This is a 4-seat car. This is the convertible. I have the convertible up at this point so that you and I can talk. And it's a really a lovely, very comfortable car to sit in. It's very nice to drive. The 3.6 liter engine is just right. It does a fine job for this car. The 8-cylinder there's an 8-cylinder available. I think that would be interesting, but it might change the handling dynamics of the car. So here's the thing about this car is, you know, I had a Camaro, I think it was a 1976 Camaro, and I love the long nose. I really like this feeling of having all that real estate out there on the front end of you. So I enjoy that aspect of it. I always, you know, downtown Honolulu, Waikiki, is very confusing to me. I always get lost. I always go the wrong way. And I'm not sure if I'm going the right way at the moment. But we'll try. I'll try to find my way around this town. Waikiki Beach, at least where I'm staying, has... all these bloody one-ways. One-way, everything's a one-way. They're not even logically one-way, one block, and then the opposite way, the next block. Some of them are two one-ways going the same way, and then the third block is the opposite way. It's very frustrating when you're a stupid tourist and you don't know what you're doing. anyway, we do our best. So, let me tell you about this car. On the interior, from the inside, we have power windows with automatic down and automatic up for some of them. I've got a very nice steering wheel. I find the steering wheel to be a little bit small, especially when you're doing more aggressive driving. I would like it to be just a little bit bigger. It's got a few buttons on it for using your telephone and audio features and that kind of stuff. So that's nice. Cruise control buttons, and then I've already mentioned the paddle shift levers. The dash, the instrument panel, is a couple of nice features about this car that I like. For starters, you've got basically a three-screen instrument panel. Two of them are speedometer on one side, a circular globe. That's a gauge. It's not a screen. And then the opposite side is a tachometer with a gas gauge and some other things in it. And that's a gauge. And then in the middle of those two gauges is a little LCD display screen. It's a little smaller than an iPhone screen. And this has all kinds of information that you can change and display on it, such as your trip meters. Let's see, let me go through what we got. 1-2 trip meters, speedo. You've got average vehicle speed, average fuel economy, your fuel range. Then there's another screen, the vehicle information, which is nice. Is some of the settings you can change, showing battery voltage, your coolant temperature, oil life. I like this one, tire pressures. It indicates how much pressure is in each of the four tires. That's very, very helpful. I like that one a lot. I wish it had tire temperature. That would be totally cool, but that's all right. Then the fun part is we have on this screen, you can display an oil temperature and oil pressure gauge, which I absolutely love. These gauges are critical for a driving enthusiast like myself. We have coolant temperature and battery voltage. And then we have the lap timer, which also will display your top speed and the average speed, which I've just reset. So let's get the lap timer started. All right, started timing our voyage today. So you can get this lap timer going, and as you hit each circuit, you press a button and it'll record that lap. And when you pass the finish line, you hit it again, it starts a new lap and it remembers up to 8 laps that you've done. And it shows your fastest lap. So that is a very nice feature. I quite like that. There is one drawback to this thing, though, because when you're using the Tiptronic paddle shift feature, only one of those screens will show what gear you're in. So you have to be on that screen if you want to see what gear you're in, and then you can't see the lap times because the lap time screen does not display what gear you're in. So it's a bit goofy in that I would actually like it to be able to show more than one piece of information. But that's minor. That's a minor complaint. I would like to say one thing about America, and that is, I'm surprised that such a car-centric culture has such horrible roads. The roads in many of the places I have been when I have come to the United States, the roads have been really roughshod and in a state of disrepair. And I'm somewhat surprised by this, given how much the Americans love their cars, North America overall, really. But I think I have to say our roads in Canada are much better, and I'm slightly surprised by this because the population base in the U.S. is so much greater than in Canada. But I guess you're spending your money on your war machine and not on your own infrastructure. Is that what's happening? Somebody please tell me. Anyway, I have noticed the roads, at least here in Hawaii, are quite an experience. There's only very few stretches of road that are in really nice, good condition. And I am surprised by this. In any case, perhaps the reason I noticed the state of the roads... Oh my good God, we got a fucking gigantic bump here. Is that the suspension on this car is pretty stiff. It's just... I think it's about just perfectly tuned for this car. One thing I have to say about these Camaros, and I recall this from my own Camaro I had 20 years ago, is they're heavy cars. This car weighs 4,000 pounds empty, which is a little surprising to me because it's really not that big of a car. But nonetheless, it's 4,000 pounds, and... But it handles really nicely. The car that I'm driving has 18-inch wheels on it. And some fairly beefy tires, some quite nice tires. Speaking of roads, we're going through a paving construction zone right here, right now. You probably hear... Oh, my God. Probably hear the tar being thrown up onto the car. But it handles remarkably well, and I'm going to talk about the handling a little later on. I think part of the issue that makes this car such a well-handling machine is that the being a convertible, it's a little heavier, but you're able to move the weight of the roof over the rear wheels. And when the roof is down and the weight of that roof is over the rear wheels, it really balances out the car quite nicely. So it makes it quite a well-handling machine. Now, I haven't yet had the opportunity to get the car up into some sort of severe handling situations, which we're going to attempt to do with you today. So I'm looking forward to that. But from what I've been doing with the car... rough roads. I'm very impressed with the way it handles. All right, let me finish my discussion about the... You know, I see a lot of... There's another... there's a Maserati. You know, the Tesla? The Tesla and the Maserati look very similar. Anyway, there's quite a few Teslas in this town that I've seen. I've seen 3 Teslas, I believe. They're such a nice-looking car. I really am intrigued by that Tesla. Is it the S model? Is that what it's called? Beautiful. Beautiful-looking car. Okay, carrying on with the interior. So we have 2 bucket seats for the driver and front passenger. There's 2 bucket seats in the rear for the rear seat passengers. We were actually able to fit 4 people and our luggage in this car with the roof up. I was quite surprised. We had to put 1 gigantic suitcase in between the 2 rear seat passengers. But we had a total of 3 large suitcases, 4 humans, and I don't know, about 4 smaller bags that we were able to cram into this car. So I was surprised and impressed by that as well. All right, back to the interior. So I have a center console here beside me with the automatic shifter lever, which has a very nice leather-wrapped shifter with a button on it. And then I have a screen. There's this touch screen, which is a 7-inch diagonal measurement touchscreen known as MyLink. And it's got a few other buttons around it that are touch receptive buttons for dealing with your stereo. You can connect your iPod, whatever to it. And so I'm able to stream some music off of my iPod, although I was having quite a bit of difficulty learning how to get that function to work. There's a bit of a learning curve with the MyLink. And if you connect your Bluetooth phone, you can have telephone conversations, and you can actually speak to the car and give it commands. So, once again, all of the technology that I paid an arm and a leg for on my BMW 7 Series is all now here in this $32,000 car, which is the list price on this model that I'm driving. All right, I'm on the freeway now. I'll give you a bit of a break, and we'll come back when I find some windy roads, and then we'll talk about the handling characteristics of this 2014 Camaro convertible LT1. So let's talk about this engine and transmission in this car. So you've got a 6-speed automatic transmission, which you can put into slow mode, or whatever, normal econo mode, I guess. But if you drop it down into M for manual, it goes into sport mode, and it will be just a little bit more responsive. It'll be touchier on the throttle. And when you're in sport mode, you can then use the paddle shifters to upshift and downshift. So I don't know what gear I'm in currently, but I'm going to hit my paddle shifter and we'll just see. So I'm in fourth gear now. And I'm going to kick down to third. One thing I've noticed about this car, it has nice pull. It doesn't have a lot of torque, but it has... It's adequate. The engine seems to be reluctant to want to rev up to a decent RPM. Like, it's really hard to get it up, even up to 4,000 RPM or 5,000 RPM. It just does not appear to want to do it. So let's see if we can do this. Third gear, 2,500 RPM. It just feels really... really reluctant. So now I just got a downshift. Okay, now I do have a complaint about this transmission in the way that it downshifts. So now I want to grab a gear to get some compression to slow down for this corner. But what the thing does... Okay, let's get some... Can you hear that thing? That's 5,000 RPM. 6,000. Really whines, doesn't it? A real whiner, and it doesn't feel like it really wants to do that. It's a great road I'm on. I'm on a very windy road with rumble strips. You want to hear the rumble strips? There you go. So downshift, a little blip on the throttle from the transmission because it does this RPM matching. Which is sounds fun, sounds cool, but when I downshift, I want compression to slow me down, to reduce the speed of the car. But when it does that blip thing, you're not getting any reduction in speed from the downshift. So if you really want to slow down, you got to downshift twice, and then the thing just winds right out. It's fun to drive, though. It's very confident, this car. The suspension is just really nicely tuned here. It's very solid, and I have a lot of confidence going into these pretty sharp corners. Not a lot of feedback to the steering wheel about what's happening on the front wheels, but gee, this thing books along quite nicely. You can't feel anything that's going on the front end or the back end of the car. But it turns in. It does weight up when you turn into a corner. It has the variable power steering, and it seems to get stiffer and stiffer. When I say it weights up, as you turn into the corner, the wheel is harder to turn. I'm not so sure I like that. It's very different from what the Porsche does. The Porsche is just really light, no matter what you do with it. But this is like turning, it's like turning a rusted wheel when you're going into a corner. But I think you could get used to that. So, you know, overall, I really like this car. Really having a ball driving it. And it, when you really put the beans to it, you really have to hit it hard. It handles really nicely, and it goes very well. So it's fun to drive. It's a lot of fun. And I'm impressed. I thought that V6 engine would be too wimpy, but in fact it's about just right. And I think I mentioned, I think if you had a V8, the car would be just even that much more fun. But I don't know. I wonder how that would handle with all that extra weight on the front end. I think you might be doing yourself a disservice by getting the V8 in this car. Unless you just want to burn your tires up. So, you know, overall, I really like this car. It handles great. I'm a little iffy on the transmission and the way that it does that shifting, that blipping up when you want to downshift. I would prefer that it grab the gear and give me some compression. But goodness me, this is a great car. I'm really happy to have had this car on this vacation. It made my vacation all the more fun. All right, well, I think I've gone on enough about the 2014 Chevy Camaro convertible LT1, so I'm going to check out, and I'm going to enjoy this gorgeous sunny morning out here on Highway 72 on Oahu. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thanks for listening. I didn't tell you about the rear backup camera that this car has as well, which is quite a nice feature. And it has backup parking, park distance beeper to tell you that you're about to smash into the pole in your garage. So that's a nice feature as well. Doing 60 miles an hour. I have no idea what gear I'm in because it doesn't display on my screen. Fourth gear. 3,000. Third gear. 3,000 RPM. Some corners here. 3,500, 50 miles an hour. All right, good corner coming up here. Third gear. This really has no issue, does it? Really handles nicely, this car. It'll deal with the corner. It goes into corners nicely. The only issue is that you can't feel what it's doing. Okay, third gear, 3,000 RPM, 50 miles an hour. It handles well. It handles really well. The only thing is, it doesn't... You don't know what's going on with the car. You can't really feel any... Can't feel anything coming through the car as to what the wheels are doing. Fourth gear, slowing for a stop. Third gear, 3,000... Bumps up to four, second gear.